Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again our heart is full and grateful. We're grateful for your goodness. We're grateful for you, what you've done so far. We are a people that you have helped. Lord, thank you. Thank you for families. Thank you for health. Thank you for newborns. Thank you for marriages. Thank you for engagement. There's so much to be grateful for. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Amen. Please, you can have your seats. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow, that was such a powerful time of worship. You know, that's such a powerful time. And I've never even heard that lead worship before. You know, that was really powerful. I just stepped into an atmosphere. That was really powerful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, choir. Thank you for all you always do. You know, where's Darlington? Anytime they call Darlington, he's always somewhere else. We have to pray for him so I can sit. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Where are the musicians? Come. All of you come. All the musicians come. They are wonderful people. Praise God. Come, all the musicians. Always. Because all of you see the singers, but you never see the musicians. You know, some of them are single, some of them are married. This one is single. This one is single. Huh? Are you single or single? Look at how he's sweating, you know, after beating the drums. Single. 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 What? Not single. Double. Yeah. Don't single or double. Double. Exactly. So just exactly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we have international audience watching, so, you know, you can get a lot of invitations from, you know, praise the Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Praise God. You have to pray for my voice. You have to pray for my voice so that next level, we have next level and have conference. Amen. That looked like Digi, but it's not Digi, actually. You know, all right. You know, praise the Lord. Whoa. All right. So we're going to get into teaching today. I particularly love, so all of you that are in the first service, there's something you should know. The first service this year is taking a different turn. And the reason why it's taking a different turn is that we're doing specific teaching that relates to the lives of people. So let me tell you what I struggled with in church. One of the things I struggled with in church is that as soon I had great pastors that could teach the word of God. But as soon as they started teaching, 10 or 15 minutes, I was talking about the church, and the guy next to me was snoring so loud. And I was like, is it that people don't like the teaching? I don't think so. But I think there was a gap between the teaching and what they could use every day. Yeah, and I try to do that in all of our services, but I think in the fourth service, I want to make it sharper. And that's why this month, so I'm only giving the background. So all of you that feel as if that's not the kind of teaching I will be, then first, second, third service is a great service to attend. You know, but all of you that feel as if, because we're going to go through different areas of life and just go one. So this month, this year, I have six topics for the fourth service. So the first one is that I'm talking about in the first month, direction, you know, getting direction, you know, and all of that. The second month, I will be talking about how to translate your goals into reality. Yeah, because that's where a lot of people, you know, and I will suggest to you for you to have a notebook. I will suggest to you for you to attend the service with a friend so that after the service, you guys can go back and work on the things, because almost every week you will have not homework, you will have life work. You will have the opportunity to work on your own life. and design the life you want. There are two ways people live. People live intentionally or unintentionally. So for example, I can tell you what I will be by the end of this year. The reason why is that it's my life. With the grace of God, I'm the pilot. When a pilot takes a plane, he doesn't think maybe I will arrive in Ghana. No. He knows exactly where we'll arrive. You are the pilot. Take the plane of your life and determine where you want to arrive. How do you do that? You set your course. You set your course. Praise God. So I'm just giving the orientation because some of you are new to this service. Some of you are not new to this service, so that you can determine how, you know, you would interact. And if this is not the service you want the family service where it's, you know, a bit different. And, you know, then the first service is a lot of prayers also. The second and the first service can be what you prefer. Glory to God. Yeah, but the reason why I'm doing this is this. Let me tell you the reason why I'm doing this. I really think that a lot of Christians get into trouble because that wisdom that comes from the word of God, it's not as if pastors don't teach the word of God, but you teach the word of God, but there's a wisdom that comes from the word of God because it's left to people to decide. They don't really get it. They don't really get it like that. So in this service, it's really broken now. Amen. Hallelujah. So in this series, I'm talking about how to get clarity. So one of the things I began to talk about is this. Let's just read from the Bible as laying foundation. Let's lay the foundation quickly. Mark chapter 8, about clarity. Mark chapter 8, verse 22. The Bible says, and he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring him a man unto him, and besought him to touch the man. And he took the man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his face, he put that up. Did you all remember said, hey man, you have to read the Bible well, though. Because many of you think of Jesus Christ as a guy that had regular methods. He had irregular methods. Bible says he went, oh! I'm sorry, I know that was awful. And he spat, not on his hand though, in his face. He made saliva and spat on his face. I think I should start showing that right now. The Bible says, he spat into his eyes and put his hands on them, and he asked him and said, if he saw hurt. The Bible says, and he looked up and said, I see. Correct. But the problem is this. I see men as trees. That means that my vision is not distinct. I see men as trees. He said, I see. But I see men. And this is the problem of clarity. Some of you, when we teach about clarity, it's not as if you don't see. But you see men as trees. So it's not as if you don't have vision. I need another board. It's not as if you don't have vision, but your vision is not very clear. So let me ask you some questions. Can you tell me some of the goals you have for this year? You don't have to be perfect. We can, in fact, if you tell me the wrong thing, it's a good opportunity for me to help you through it so that I can help you polish it. Yeah. Can you tell me? Because some of you, you need to realize that it's not as if you don't have an idea of what your future. But nobody gets to an idea. People get to a destination. That's a snapping hand moment. Nobody gets to an idea. People get to what? A destination. Are there areas of your life where you should set your goals? Let me give you some areas. Number one, health. I know that most of you are young, so you don't think health is a goal. But this is the best time to buy the future. So number one, health. So you want to get some direction when it comes to your health. Number two, spirituality. Your spiritual life. Number three, family and relationships. Number four, finances. Number 5, social. Number 6, what have I not mentioned? Finance, business and career. Business or career. So, areas to set your goals. So, let me get a microphone. So, tell me what you've set those goals so that we can take it. Yeah. Yeah. So, if you have an area, just raise up your right hands. Let's speak. Just raise up your right hands. Let's speak. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lady here. There's a lady here. Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah, thank you.
So, for my finances this year, I wrote that I wanted to start earning millions, because I've been earning hundreds of thousands. So this year I want to start earning in millions.
Millions. Yes. Continue. I want something to write. Hope you have it.
So that's for my finances.
Okay.
For my,
you want to start earning what? Millions.
Yes. So for my health, I,
hold on. Let's start with these millions. What is millions?
Okay, so for me, the highest I've earned.
You see my problem now? I ask about the future, you go to the past. What is million?
Okay.
The reason why is that whatever you cannot articulate and see, you don't get to an idea, you get to what? A destination. Is this an idea or a destination?
An idea.
This is an idea. There's nothing called millions. What's millions? 5 million is a destination. In accounting books, you don't see millions. You know why people have not specific their goals? A lot of reasons. Number one, some people are not trained. Some people are afraid. What's the point of setting a goal you're afraid of? Don't you know the goal will eat you up? You're afraid of the goal. So that tells you that maybe you should step back. And ask yourself, maybe, why am I afraid? Why am I afraid of the goal? So you want to think about that again. Yeah. Think about what millions. Okay, let's get some other example. Yeah. Today will be very powerful. Just watch. Yeah.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Mine first is the health.
Health.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your health goal?
So I used to do a lot of checkups.
What's your health goal? Health goal.
To be healthy physically and also emotionally.
So how do you measure physical health?
Working out. Yes, working out, taking a walk in the morning, do my walk, do my dance.
That's not a health goal. That's a health activity.
Okay.
Yeah. A health goal is this. I want my blood pressure to be at this level. That's a health goal. A health goal is this. I want my body size to be 20 kg. That's a health goal. A health goal is this. I want my cholesterol level to be at this size. That's a health goal. Working out. You can work out and not be healthy. Because that's a health activity. Great. Did you see why the Bible says the man saw and he saw men as trees? It's powerful. Yeah. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. Yeah. Thank you. Give to the other lady. There's one at the back. Someone should go to the back. No. Don't worry. Truman, you're there. Give to the other lady. Yeah.
Thank you.
And all of you that have children, ask your children, set goals. You'll be surprised. I have kids. My kids are not old kids, but I ask them to set goals. The reason why is that the more they say they're going to achieve it, the more confident they become. So goals are like, what do you want to help in your school this week? Or I plan to help 2 people. Yes, tell me.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon,
everyone. Yes, my spiritual goal for this year is to study two chapters of Bible every day.
Okay.
To fast at least once a week.
Okay.
And also doing at least 2 days vigil in a week.
Wow.
That's my spiritual goal for this
year. That's good. Can I ask a question? Why do you want to do all of that?
There is reason why I want to do all of this spiritual goal is that I want to know God the more.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you know God the more, what will happen to you?
I want to be a better me.
Yes. What does that mean?
Like the things I used to do. I want to know God the more.
Hold on. You said something you want to run away from. There are things you used to do that you want to stop doing. Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. I will put my goal as that. Okay. And put all these other things as spiritual activity to get there. Because if you were still smoking, you can be doing vigil and be a smoker. Yes or no? So, the first problem you see with goals is this. People confuse the goals equal to what? The activities. This is getting interesting. Three people have answered. Nobody has told us what a goal is. Let's take the microphone back. At the back. There's one at the back. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm a filmmaker. And wow. I have this intense desire and passion to make a successful film career. And then
Hold on. The guy on the camera, why are you looking at me? Why are you not looking at him? Yeah, because it took him some time to get there, so I thought you'll have gotten there. Okay, go ahead.
Praise the Lord once again.
Yeah.
So, one of the arms that I'm into in filmmaking is animation.
So what's the goal?
The goal is to create a successful animation industry in Nigeria. And then my plan is to...
Your goal is to create an industry?
Yes, a successful animation industry in Nigeria, which for now is not...
No, that's fine. When you succeed, what would it look like?
Well, it will create fulfillment. And
how do I describe fulfillment?
Fulfillment.
You look fulfilled already.
Well,
you're unfulfilled right now.
No, I won't say I'm fulfilled yet, sir.
Okay, but you'll be fulfilled when you create this industry.
When the industry is a successful one, in which where the industry is working.
What does it mean working?
When we can successfully sell out our content to the world.
But some people sell out their content right now.
Well, with regards to animation, not yet, sir. We have not got
to the limit of your own knowledge. The reason why is that why do you want to achieve this? Let me go to why do you want to achieve this? Why do you personally want to achieve this?
It is. Do you want me to answer, sir?
Oh, sure.
Apart from the fact that this is an intense desire for me, personally, I also find out that I can be a problem solver and I can be a pathfinder.
What does this mean?
Service and value. Okay, for instance, I have a challenge. I need to create an animation project this year. I plan on doing two, but I realized that I don't even have enough hands to be able to pull this off. I can teach animation, I can teach filmmaking, but I don't have people to teach. So when I come up with this idea that if I come to church today, the fifth service where youths are...
Did you see how he's just going around? My brother, you know what you want to do? After the service, go and watch it on YouTube and listen to yourself. The reason why is that when you listen to yourself sometimes, you'll be like, oh wow, is that how it sounded? Let me give you a powerful tool. Writing helps you be more clear. That's why if you're close to me, the amount of notebooks I write on. The reason why I don't think in my head, I think on paper. Because you'll be surprised how the idea is great in your head. Write it down. Becomes a problem. Thank you, my brother. But you need clarity. Because I don't know what you want to achieve. Yeah. Wow. There's a brother there. Yeah. Just behind you.
Yeah.
It's a good time to begin to write now. All of you online, write yours in the comment section. In fact, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to tax our team so that we can have those online, if they can give them a Zoom session, so that I can be looking at you. You can write. You know what I'm saying? So, if you don't have clarity, how do you pray? It's a major thing. You pray about things that don't exist. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'll do it just because I'm prompted and I'm learning to
follow your prompting.
To follow my prompting.
Fantastic.
I'm learning to follow my prompting. Health-wise, I want to be under 100 kg.
Okay, that's fine. So I'll put your health goal at 99.
99 works.
Yeah, because the reason why is that the more specific your goal is, the better. I have the size I must be this year. And my fasting is helping. Yeah. So, you want to be 99. Fantastic. Can I ask you a second question? Do you have a scale?
I do.
At home?
Yes.
When last did you use it?
This morning.
Great. How far away are you from 99?
7 kg.
7 kg. Great. Because he has the goal. He has the measure. And he checks it. Good. Next one.
Spiritually, I want to be consistent in participating in at least one Bible study every week.
Okay.
The goal, I want to be able to minister to men, to my peers, to...
See, the reason why I asked... The way activity is, you will get tired with time. So that Bible study, when you don't do it, what do you miss? Nothing. There's nothing, when you don't do the Bible study, there's nothing you miss. That's why when you don't come to church, do you miss it? You don't miss it. You even save Uber money. You save yourself offering money. You don't say, why am I even bothering and saying? Because the reason why is that there's no goal in mind that by going to church every Sunday, I will end up here. Ask me what I'm doing for you. Why I'm doing this service is that I know if you can have clarity, you can walk faster to your goals. If you walk faster to your goals, asking for prayer will reduce. So this is answer prayer in advance. I'm just programming myself so that I don't be bothering. Father, Pastor, I don't have house rent. I can solve other problems now. So he says... So the day he misses the Bible study, he understands, I will not become that minister except I do the Bible study. Because there's a goal. That's great. You want us to go deeper?
No.
Because I want to ask you one more question.
Go ahead, sir.
Why do you want to minister to men? And this is a question I've never brought up before. Why?
I feel I've had a burning desire to be in the presence of God, and life has brought me full circle. I am doing a 21-day fast.
Why do you want to miss out on men?
I believe it's a fulfillment of my purpose by God on earth.
Why do you want to minister to men? The reason why is this. I've heard what he said. Pastor George, come. I wanted to learn this is the reason why you never achieve your goals. Because you're not consistent. But why are you not consistent? The reason why is this. This is your goal. This is your goal. Your why is what makes you push. Once you don't have a why, you will get tired. Your why is the drive of your goals. So, when I have a goal, I always write beside it why I want to do it. You know why? Because I'm going to get tired one day. But when I tell myself the why, so for example, every morning I get up quite early. And then every time I don't want to get up early, I tell myself, I get up early to win my day. Because that's the way I win my day. I'm able to pray, plan, strategize. So I get up. But if I don't know why I get up, I'm like, JB, it's 4 o'clock. Let me move to 5. Then I can move to 6. Why? Give so me. Anybody that doesn't have a why, yeah.
I was just going to say, give me some time to think of the why.
It's great. It's great because it's good when you think of the why, it will push you. The why is what gives you the driving power. Why do I teach like this? I will tell you why I teach like this. I really have come across Christians that have been disappointed with God. It's almost as if I feel as if I caused it for them. And they had all this high expectation of Christianity and church and Bible. And they did their best in prayer, fasting, and things did not work out well. And they said God failed them. But as a human being, when I look, God did not fail you now. So I'm trying to fill in the gaps, both spiritual gaps and what? Natural gaps. That's why I do this. Why am I doing this? So that number one, we can have a lower rate. Number one, so that we can, number one, the name of God will not be blasphemed. Number two, so that we can have a lower rate of all those drop-offs. And number three, so that the Christians that listen can actually see their goals achieved and their life will be so glorious, unbelievers can follow them. The why is so clear. Yeah. And you know what? Someone says, why do you give microphone to people? The reason why is that you don't change mindset by teaching alone. Talk, let me see what's in your mind. So that's why I encourage you to talk, because as you talk, I can see what is in your mind and I can help move it away. It's only in church people teach and don't ask for questions. And our church people hear and don't believe. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor George. Thank you. Let's move to someone else. My brother, you did so well. Thank you. Okay. Please, let me just jump. We'll come back. Yeah, let's go back to the word of God. So the Bible says in verse 24, and they looked up and said, I see men as trees working. So he actually had an idea. So a lot of you today now, you have an idea. It's great you have an idea, but that's not a goal. You're not seeing clearly. Please, can you write somewhere on your book, on your phone, do I see clearly? And rate yourself on the level of sight. And if you have over 6, stand on your feet. And once you stand, you give me the authorization to call you to answer my questions. Right. And if the Bible says, as far as your eyes can see, you mean in this whole church, just 1, 2, 3 is what's going to happen to them? In this whole church? 1, 2, 3, 4. That is all the people that can say that scripture that says, as far as my eyes can see, I receive it. Then do you think that God is not answering your prayers? He is. Maybe your vision is very confusing. You can have your seat. So see what the Bible says. He looked and said, I see men as trees working. Then when he says, I see men as trees working, what did Jesus Christ do? Come. My brother, come. Why are you looking back? I'm looking at you. Come. He says, I see men as trees. He says, I see men as trees. So he sees men as trees. What did Jesus Christ do? Jesus Christ put his hands again. Jesus Christ says, you need a second touch. So all of you have some kind of foggy vision, foggy idea. God says, take it back for a second touch. This is where prayer comes in. Prayer helps you see Father. So what I do is that, so he has some ideas, he has some concept. But I take this concept to God and say, shed more light on this. This is a connection between the natural and the supernatural. Lord, thank you. And the reason I'm saying so is this. The way spiritual guidance come, it doesn't come like textbook. Like, no. Spiritual, Isaiah, let's read Isaiah quickly. Let me give you Isaiah. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 28. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. Because we're talking about clarity right now. Verse 10. See what God said here. He says, for precepts must be upon what? Now, The Bible here is describing how God speaks. And you'll be surprised, you're going to find an answer to your problem now. He says, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. So what does God say? God says, when I talk to you, it's not as if I dump everything on you at once. This is the key word. Revelation is progressive. That's the key word. Revelation is what? Progressive. So he says, here a little, there a little. What does that mean? So, you meet this girl. And you find all this attraction to her. Next thing, you date her. Because in your mind, anytime you're attracted to a girl, it's for dating or marriage. After 1 year, you break up with her. You guys become sworn enemies. 2 years' time, she becomes a director in where you get jobs. Meanwhile, God did not send that for you to date her. The attraction you felt was because she was a strategic partner in your future. And God was trying to connect you today for tomorrow. But because you only saw here a little, you didn't see there. You thought every attraction is dating. You have dated her and now she hates you. As soon as she completed, you just said, ex, never. You now say they're attacking you. But the reason why you felt, but the question that, did you feel something initially? You actually felt something. Did you understand what you felt? You just jumped ahead. See what it says? He says, here a little, there a little. How many of you have thought that I did something before I heard God? Me, in reality, I just jumped ahead of God. Because you just hear, do entrepreneurship. For example, there's a meeting I'm going to have. God said, do this meeting. So I just put date. Bam! But the thing was now not aligning. But I said, no. It was not aligning. I said, but I've prayed. And God says, do this. So I went to talk to a friend of mine. Another minister of the gospel. He said, and did God tell you when to do it? I said, no. He said, you fix it yourself. He said, that's a problem. He said, why not fix it on this other? I said, oh, wow. I didn't even see it that way. I thought as soon as God said, do it, it was meant to be done now. Let me give you some things. So I wanted to notice something about God's guidance. It comes a little. God's guidance is progressive. That's where I'm going. God's guidance is what? Progressive. Let me give an example. Let me show you the progressive. God told Abraham, leave where you are. He didn't know where he was going to. He just said, leave what? He said, to a land that I will what? Show you. That means as you are going, I will be showing you more. He says, as you are going, I'll be what? Showing you more. I'm just showing that revelation is what? Progressive. The Bible says they were going to go to Macedonia and the Spirit forbade them. He told them, don't go to Macedonia, but he didn't tell them where to go to. But in another place, he now told them they should go into another. They were going to go to Bethania, I think. He says, you go to another place. The major problem is that Christians run with half instructions and jump. Be an entrepreneur. It doesn't mean start right now. Be an entrepreneur can be the end state of what God is saying to you. Maybe right now, what you have to do is to start with training. But all of you just jump and say, be an entrepreneur. Glory to God. Let me talk about how God gives you clarity through prayer. So God says, here a little. So where's my painter? Come. Move your board here. Move your board here. Bring it closer. Thank you. You can put it right there. Thank you. This is how God gives you clarity. When God wants to give you clarity, number one, it doesn't come at once. It comes in bits and pieces. It doesn't make sense. So what happens is this. When God wants to give you clarity, the first thing you notice is that you become restless. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Restlessness is the sign of transition. That you are about to birth something. That's why a pregnant woman, that's what the Bible says, as soon as Zion travailed. What does it mean travail? As soon as child went into the state of restlessness, she gave birth. So, what you will notice is this. This is what happened to single guys when they get married. They just feel as if, I don't want to be alone again. Oh. I feel very lonely. All the single people cannot relate. It's only my people that can relate. Is it not true? Pastor Jerry, is it not true? Taiwo, is it not true? You get to that phase. All the single people, you know why you cannot relate? Because you are not at that phase yet. Once you are at that phase, you know marriage is knocking. Because it's a transition. The same thing with the younger girls. You just start asking questions like, when are we going to get married? Because there's a restlessness that I don't want boyfriend and girlfriend again. I want something more sustainable. But the same way it happens in relationship, it also happens in business. It also happens in business. You just look at the store or your office and be like, no, man, I can't be doing 1 million naira per month. What is this chicken change for? But this 1 million was a big testimony to you just a year ago. There was a time in my life I thought if we bought this building, it would be the biggest miracle in our life. Right now, I'm like, oh, why did we even agree to buy this tiny place? And the reason why I feel that way is that the transition has occurred. And guess what happens? I want to show you something. You know, as God begins to talk to you, hold on, sir. Hold on, Mr. Painter. I want you to watch something. This is God talking. He begins to send sign. Does it make sense? No. God, see, when God begins to talk to you, it doesn't make sense. It's like you seeing it's blurry. You have to take it back to God for processing. But this is the power of prayer. Prayer provides clarity. That's why people that don't pray can't see far. People that don't pray suffer from spiritual short-sightedness. The ability to see far is taken for them. In the place, the prayer is a place of seeing. Let me tell you, you can do Gen Z, but don't do it with prayer. You should know when Gen Z ends and stop. You should know when all this funkiness ends and stop. When it comes to prayer, you become authentic. The reason why is that a man that prays is a man that sees. Don't be the man walking around seeing men as trees. What is men as trees? Distorted vision. A distorted vision will lead to a distorted life. Glory to God. So, what's the first thing? When you begin to pray for direction, God, you become restless. And as you go, why you become restless? Because God is sending all these signals. All these things, sending signals. But look, this thing doesn't make sense. God is sending signal to your spirit. God knows what he's saying. You just don't understand what he's saying. The second thing that you begin to have urges. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. But the urge is not certain that that's the will of God for you. What do you do when you have the urges? Once you begin to pray, the urges begin to turn to direction. And all of these things are things that are happening. All of these things are happening in the place of prayer. And as you're praying, there's more signs and more things happening in your spirit. It still doesn't make sense. Just let God keep. This is why we pray for a long time, because sometimes we receive a signal, it doesn't make sense. We'll pray some more signal come. It doesn't make sense. We'll pray some more signals come. But the signal begins to what? Compound. Let me show you what the Bible says. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Look at neighbor and say, don't jump ahead of destiny.